And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendrith, and have an interesting show lined up for you. We've got a few people on that don't get a show on Back Porch Bluegrass. David Grinstaff, the band Wildfire, Red Wilson, the fiddle player, Dan Tominski, Clyde Moody, people that you probably haven't heard for the last few months at least anyway, and I hope you're going to enjoy the selections that I've chosen from those people. We're going to start off with an album called Here and Now, and it's young David Grinstaff, who from the liner notes on the CD looks like he was a student at East Tennessee State University. The album was recorded there and produced by Daniel Biner, who's in charge of the Bluegrass faculty there. And it's a great album. David, I keep calling him Daniel because there's a Daniel Grinstaff around. David Grinstaff is a great singer. and he's got a fine band backing him up. He's written some of the songs. This first song that I've chosen is written by Will Parsons, who is playing banjo on the album, and David is doing the vocals. Tim Stafford on guitar, Adam Steffi on mandolin, Will Parsons on banjo, David Babb on bass, and Jim Van Cleve on fiddle. Well, that's a pretty highfalutin band, and here's the song called The Tinker Man from David Grinstaff.
They call me the Tinker Man, I am the jack of trades, fixing up with my own hands the things others have made. It's not the life I've chosen, but one given me, and it's a long and winding pathway leads to my destiny. And I've climbed 12 high mountains and the rivers I know well. Some things I've locked in my heart, my tongue may never tell. The jingle jangle rattle tangle simple song I play. Any place is home where I can lay my body down. Warm summer nights I'm happy just to sleep out on the ground. And I've climbed 12 high mountains and the rivers I know well. Some things I've locked in my heart, my tongue. Final die is cast. Some things of mine I'll leave behind, but how long will they last? And I've climbed 12 high mountains and the rivers I know well. Some things I've locked in my heart, my tongue may never tell. And I've climbed 12 high mountains and the rivers I know well. Some things I've locked heart, my tongue may never tell.
Oh, hasn't he got a nice voice? Just flows in that type of song. His voice and the backing just really worked together beautifully, I thought. David Grinstaff. We're going to hear from Wildfire now. They're a great band. Great lineup. Phil Ledbetter on the resonating guitar, Daryl Webb on mandolin and does lead and harmony vocals, Robert Hale on acoustic guitar, and he also does lead and harmony vocals, Barry Crabtree on the five-string banjo, Kurt Chapman on the upright bass, and the song that I've picked from their album, the album was called Where Roads Divide, and the song I've picked is called All Because of Me, and it sounds like this.
And lonesome in this prison with no one but misery.
some pretty high-powered bluegrass music there. Let's listen to a bit of old-time fiddle playing from Red Wilson, great fiddle player, old-timer, bit of an old-timer there, sitting there in his overalls and his little jaunty hat angle and playing his fiddle. Mountains, Moonshine and Music is the name of the album, and he's got a bit of help on it. Bruce Green doing some vocal and banjo. Banjo and guitar provided by Travis and Trevor Stewart. What if it's a Trevor Stewart that I know? Guitar also played by Rob Levin. And just good old-time fiddle playing. And, of course, you know that I choose the one that's got the great name. And this one's called Granny Put That Kettle On. Well, that's always a good idea. These old-time tunes that have got an extra little phrase right at the end where you think they're going to finish on the beat, they finish on the sort of half bar. And sounds different, definitely an old-time fiddle tune. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands have always been one of my favourite bands, and really enjoy her approach to the music, and she always accompanies herself with a fine band. This is from a live album and just called Live, Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands. Laurie Lewis is playing fiddle and doing vocals, Tom Rosum on mandolin, Scott Huffman on guitar, Craig Smith on banjo, Todd Phillips on the string bass. You can't get much better than that. And here's a song written by Damon Black, wonderful bluegrass song called Tall Pines.
In my youth, I stood on a mountain and planted some pines in the sand. Every day I looked their way, but I just couldn't understand why they never grew like I wanted them to. I just couldn't understand why. Now I've rambled around this whole world through, and today I just happened by. Reaching up for the clouds, The morning I left, the hum of the bees in the hay. The farther I walk, the louder they talk. How silent it seems here today. There's that old rail fence we build inch by inch, surrounding the old family grave. Now there's one gravestone standing all alone. They're waiting to meet me in the shade. Tall pines, reaching up for the clouds. Tall pines, I'll bet you wouldn't know.
Recordings, you get a band like that and they're really just putting some energy into it. On the studio recordings, they're going to be a little bit more clinical, a little bit tidier, and you tend to get rid of the loose ends. I like the loose ends in the music, and they demonstrated it beautifully there. They just absolutely nailed all the changeovers and the breaks, and had a huge amount of energy that I just don't think you'd quite capture in a studio. Lauren Lewis and the Right Hands doing that. We might hear from her a little bit later on. You know your luck. Depends on my programming, doesn't it? I first heard of Wayne Taylor when he was working with Bill Emerson, and they were a great duo. Wayne Taylor went on to form his own band, and Wayne plays guitar, writes songs, sings great, and Emery Lester is playing mandolin and doing some harmony, Lee Marcus playing banjo, and Kenny Hyatt on bass. And this is a great recording. They're just a bunch of guys that play some wonderful music, and got Wayne's songs as the basis of the group. And the one that I've chosen is actually an old Lester Flatt song, Is It Too Late Now to Tell You That I Love You? Wayne Taylor and Appaloosa is the name of his band.
Thank you. I know I've done you wrong, dear. Oh, can't you see my side of it somehow? All I ask of you is one more chance, dear. Darling, please don't say it's too late now. Is it too late now to tell you that I love you? You have found another. Darling, please don't say it's too late now. Darling, please don't say it's too late now.
Oh, he's a great singer. Excellent voice. And I love the just relaxed, slightly slower version of that song. And I think Wayne Taylor did an excellent job. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, Independent Community Media. And that's based in Hamilton, New Zealand. I've been listening and playing bluegrass music for 60 plus years now, and have a large collection of CDs and albums, and I get to play some of them on this show. It's all from my collection rather than what's currently being issued, although I vaguely keep up with it. Very vaguely, to be perfectly honest. There's so much good music sitting on the shelves, I feel as though that should be aired, and this show gives me the opportunity to do that. Shearer's Music Works sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm delighted that they do. I bought my first banjo, a Framus five-string banjo, in 1965 from Shearer's. They'd not long opened their shop in Hamilton. They're still going strong, and they're the source of all your new instruments, replacement instruments, guitars, banjos, mandolins, ukuleles by the hundreds, violins, keyboards, drums. All the accessories you could want, lots of advice, because all the assistants are musicians and they can help you sort out what your musical needs are to be fulfilled, and they'd love to help you. I'm delighted that Shearer's promote Back Porch Bluegrass and have sponsored us. Delighted that we get the chance. Big hello to all the people listening on the Access Radio stations around New Zealand. Different times of day and night the show is aired. And I'm delighted that you get to listen to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I hope you're enjoying some of the choices that I make. I'm going to play a track from the wonderful album Industrial Strength Bluegrass, which is based on Southwestern Ohio's musical legacy, and it's got current performers recording some of the songs that came out of the hotbed of bluegrass in the Southwestern Ohio area in the 1950s, in particular in the early 60s as well. And I've picked a song called 2020 Vision, and Dan Tominski's doing it. This song was a classic, originally recorded by Bluegrass Music Hall of Famers Jimmy Martin and the Osborne Brothers, and they did a version of the song. They joined forces after working in different bands together. There's a whole history in there that I won't elaborate on now, but they had a great trio sound, but they're a pretty volatile relationship, and they had recorded about six sides, but one of them was 2020 Vision. This version of it that we're going to hear now is Dan Tominski on guitar and lead vocal, Ben Isaacs on bass, Sierra Hull on mandolin, Lincoln Hensley on banjo. I wonder if he's must be related to Walt Hensley, who played banjo in the area too. Glenn Duncan on fiddle, and Joe Mullins doing some harmony vocal, and Don Rigsby doing some harmony vocal. Well, that's a great lineup. Here we are with 2020 Vision and Walking Around Blind.
Doctor, he says I'm all right. I know he's lying, I'm losing my sight. He should have examined the eyes of my mind. 2020 vision and walking round blind. She's gone and left me
20-20 vision and walking round blind. With my eyes wide open, I lay in my bed. If it wasn't for dying, I wish I was dead. This is my punishment, death is too kind. 20-20 vision and walking round blind. Just couldn't know her the way that I do. You say that she's wicked and maybe it's true. One thing I do know, she's no longer mine. 20-20 vision and walking round blind. I've lost her, oh, what will I do? I bet you're not happy if she's there with you. The eyes of your heart will have trouble like mine. 20-20 vision and walking round blind. 20-20 vision and walking round blind.
Oh, that's some power.